这一个部分讲到要人奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道。
And here talks about that people should spread the truth about repentance and forgiveness in his name.
那这边是不是特别强调一点？
And here mention one thing specifically.
就是你们就是这些事的见证。
And that is, they are the witnesses of these things.
今天我们都是耶稣的见证人。
So today we're all witnesses for Christ.
所以刚才小弟有谈到说，我们应该去传福音。
So earlier I mentioned that we should all go out and spread the gospel.
因为那是正确的。
Because that's the right thing to do.
没有人可以质疑。
Nobody can doubt it.
也没有人可以控告我们。
Nobody can sue us.
除了那些人不认识耶稣。
Except if they don't know Christ.
那耶稣说我们是见证人。
So Lord Jesus said that we are the witness.
那我们就要去传。
So we have to go and spread.
虽然我们没有参加2000多年前主耶稣传福音的整个过程。
Even though we did not participate in the whole process of spreading the gospel 2000 years ago.
虽然我们没有亲眼看到主耶稣听看到主耶稣行神迹，然后听到主耶稣讲道理。
Even though we did not see the miracles performed by Jesus with our eyes and hear his teachings with our ears.
哦，今天我们仍然是主耶稣的见证人。
But today we're still the witnesses for him.
因为主耶稣已经将一切都放在这本圣经里面了。
Because Lord Jesus already put everything in this Bible.
他感动很多人写下这本圣经。
He has moved many minds to write the Bible.
今天你读这本圣经。
So today when you're reading the Bible.
你就知道主耶稣曾经做过什么事，说过什么话。
You will know what Jesus has said and what Jesus has done in the past.
所以今天我们不能说啊，传道，因为我们没有看过主耶稣，亲眼看过主耶稣做这些事，所以我们都不是主耶稣的见证人。
So today we can't say that I haven't seen what Jesus did with my eyes, so I can't possibly be a witness for him.
那现在一个问题了。
So now here's a question.
就是能力的问题。
And that's matter of power.
这个是一个比较看起来从表面上看起来是一个比较难解决的问题了。
And superficially, that seems like it's a problem that's difficult to solve.
传道，我们也想传福音啊。
You might say, Pastor, I want to spread the gospel too.
我们也知道这个正当性啊。
And I also know that that's the right thing to do.
我们也知道主耶稣跟我们说啊。
And I also know that's told by Jesus.
传道，我们的能力不够。
And Pastor, but I don't have enough power.
能力不够，这个是一个问题，对不对？
And so it's a problem to not have enough power.
那到底要能力多少才能真正的来引导一个人来信耶稣？
So how much power do we actually need to lead somebody into Christ?
我们先来看49节。
Let's look at verse 49.
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。你发现说，当主耶稣告诉他们说他们是这些事的见证以后，后面又讲了这一段话。
After the Lord Jesus told them they are the witness for these things, he also went on and said,
这个就跟能力有关了嘛。
And this has to do with the power.
你们有困难。
That if you have difficulties,
主耶稣知道使徒有困难。
Lord Jesus, of course, know that they have troubles.
能力不足。
That they lack power.
胆量不足。
That they lack brave hearts.
的确有困难。
So of course, there are some difficulties.
所以主耶稣告诉他们说，你们要等候所应许的圣灵。
So Lord Jesus said that they have to wait for the promised Holy Spirit.
等到你们得到圣灵就会不一样了。
So when they receive the Holy Spirit, they will be different.
其实在使徒还没有得到圣灵之前啊，他们在干什么？
What were the disciples doing before they received the Holy Spirit?
耶稣被钉在十字架上以后，他们在干什么？
What were they doing after Jesus had crucified on the cross?
他们跑回加利利去捕鱼啊。
And they went back to Galilee to be fishermen.
他们不是跟随主耶稣三年吗？至少三年嘛，哈。
Didn't they follow Jesus for at least 3 years?
他们不是亲眼看到主耶稣行神迹，听主耶稣讲话吗？
Didn't they hear the word of Christ with their ears and see the miracles with their eyes?
主耶稣钉在十字架上以后，他们去捕鱼。
But after Jesus was crucified on the cross, they went back to capture fish.
其实主耶稣在这个世界上的时候，还没有被钉在十字架上之前，就差派他们出去传福音了。
Before he was crucified, he already instructed them to go out and spread the gospel.
可是为什么他们跑去捕鱼？
So why did they go back to capture fish?
他们认为他们没有办法。
Because they think they're useless.
啊，我就没有办法，怎么办？
Because they think there's nothing they can do.
神很怜悯的。
So God had mercy on them.
没有办法，对不对？
Because they had lack of power.
那我就给你能力嘛。
And so God gave them power.
所以说，主耶稣告诉他们。
And so Lord Jesus told them.
你们都是这些事的见证人。
That you are the witnesses for these things.
你们要在耶路撒冷等候。
You have to wait in Jerusalem.
然后我要给你们圣灵，给你们能力。
And I will give you Holy Spirit and power.
所以你发现说，当使徒们他们得到圣灵以后，他们在跌倒的地方站起来。
You notice that after the disciples received the Holy Spirit, they stood up where they had fell before.
使徒们是在哪里跌倒的？
So where did they fall before?
在耶路撒冷跌倒的。
They fell at Jerusalem.
他们逃离开。
Because they escaped.
他们在哪里站起来?
So where did they stood back up?
在耶路撒冷站起来。
And that is in Jerusalem.
他们得到圣灵以后。
Because they received the Holy Spirit.
我不管你，我管你什么，反正我站起来我就讲。
So they could care less about anything else. They stood up and start preaching.
我不管你听不懂，听不懂。
And they did not care if people can understand them.
我不管你公会不会抓我。
They don't care if the Sanhedrin will go after them.
圣灵充满他们。
Because the Holy Spirit filled them.
他们祷告很大声。
So they pray loudly.
很多人都听到了，就围过来，哇，这些人在干什么？
A lot of people heard their prayers, so they came around and see what they're doing.
神就在当中做工了。
And so God began to work among them.
那你至少讲十几种不同话语的人聚集在那里。
And there were people surrounding them, speaking at least 10 some different languages.
只有主耶稣就亲自让他们翻灵言。
And so the Lord Jesus allowed them to interpret the tongue.
所以十几国的人都听到自己的话语。
And so different people from different nations can hear their own dialects.
他们听到神的大能。
They've heard about the power of God.
当然有些人他不信，神没有开他的耳朵。
Of course, there's some that didn't believe, so God didn't open their ears.
他们就说啊，这些人是酒醉了。
And so they said these people are drunkard.
因为得到圣灵看起来就像酒醉一样。
Because when you receive the Holy Spirit, you look like you're drunk.
啊，就是讲那个话是听不懂的话。
Because you speak a tongue that can't be understood.
所以说这个是神给他们能力。
And so this is a power that came from God.
从那天开始，他们不一样了。
So from that day on, they became different.
他们为主耶稣传福音。
They preached for Christ.
他们什么都不怕的。
And they were fearless.
所以彼得怎么跟公会的人讲？
So what did Peter say to the Sanhedrin?
顺服神不顺服人是应该的，你们自己知道。
That you know it's right to obey God.Amen.
这是他们公会的人都知道，他们都是法利赛人，他们怎么不知道？
So this is something that's well known to all the Sanhedrin because they're Pharisees.
他们都是懂圣经的文士。
So they were Pharisees that knew the scripture well.
彼得跟他们讲说，顺服神不顺服人是应该的。
And so Peter told them to obey God and obey and not men is the right thing to do.
公会的人当然懂彼得在讲什么。
Of course, the people of Sanhedrin know what Peter was talking about.
彼得怎么敢讲？
But how can Peter dare to tell them that?
那个时候的基督徒好像过街老鼠一样。
At the time, the Christians were like they were being chased.
那个时候保罗啊。就原来的少哦，到处拿着状纸在找基督徒啊。
And Paul, which was originally Saul, were persecuting the Christians.
把找到基督徒就把他抓起来。
And whenever he can find a Christian, he will capture them.
保罗，那彼得他们不怕。
But Peter was fearless.
为什么他们不怕
？So why was it that he was fearless?
他们本来是有能力的人吗
？Were they people of power?
不是哦。
It was not the case.
我们看《使徒行传》。使徒行传第四章十三节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 13.
四章十三节。
Chapter 4 verse 13.
他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。难道彼得他们很有学问吗
？And was Peter well schooled?
很有能力吗
？Did he have a lot of abilities?
不是哦。
That was not the case.
公会的人，他们看，诶，彼得、约翰，哇，这个胆量怎么那么大
？The people of Sanhedrin were impressed with the courage of Peter and John.
他们是没有学问的小民
，so they were unschooled ordinary men.
又没有权势
，and they did not have any power.
又没有学问
，they did not have any education.
就是说，所谓没有学问，没有，只是说。跟他们比啊，就跟这个社会讲比，他们是属于比较不是很有很出名的人物，也没有见过什么世面，这样。
So compared to those people, they were unschooled, they were very ordinary.
哇，他们就觉得很奇怪啊。
And so they were very astonished.
就证明他们是跟过耶稣的。
And so they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
他们也没有什么。
And they were very ordinary.
可是他们为什么可以去传福音
？So how can they preach the gospel?
我们不够的神会补足。
So God will give us what we're lacking.
还有昨天我们谈到约瑟。
And last time we talked about Joseph.
昨天啊，因为很多人在上班没有听到。
And because a lot of us have to work yesterday, so we didn't hear about this.
昨天小弟有讲到约瑟。
Yesterday I mentioned Joseph.
约瑟的第一个优点是什么
？The first virtue of Joseph.
随时准备好自己。
That he constantly prepared himself.
人类永远不会知道明天会发生什么事。
Because as a human, we never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
人类永远不知道下一步神会怎么做，他不会告诉你。
God will not tell us what's the next step he's going to do.
不过他会给我们机会。
But he will give us opportunities.
让我们有机会去学习。
So that we have opportunities to learn.
让我们机会成长。
So that we have opportunities to grow.
不管在什么地方。
So no matter where we might be.
不管我们在做什么。
No matter what we're doing.
只要我们得到机会。
As long as we have the opportunity.
我们都要为神来做。
We have to do it for God.
为主耶稣做准备。
We have to prepare ourselves for God.
基本上我们每一个人做事情都是为了神做的，不管你在工作或在读书。
No matter what we're doing, whether we're working or studying, we're all doing it for God.
所以在台湾啊，小弟是啊这个辅导我们大专生的。
And so in Taiwan, I was a coordinator for the college youth.
我常常跟这些大学生讲。
So I often tell the college youth.
我也会老。
That I also get old.
你们别不要以为我不会老啊。
So don't think that I will never get old.
在九年前，小弟出来当传道的时候
，So 9 years ago when I first became the pastor，
我说、啊、我是我，他们都问我说传道你几岁？我说我十八岁。
And they used to ask me, Pastor, how old are you? I would say I'm 18.
可能那时候他们比较不了解我，所以他们不敢说哇，传道你看起来不太像十八岁。
And at the time, they probably didn't know me well, so they didn't dare to tell me that, Pastor, you don't look like quite 18.
我跟你讲，我在嘉义教会曾经在台上这样讲。
And I mentioned that I spoke of this in Jiayi Church.
然后很多老人家就相信了呢。
And so a lot of elder believers believed me.
我的意思是说，因为我跟年轻人在一起，所以我要说十八岁啊。可是因为老人家说，哇，传道今年十八岁啊。
And because I hang out with the youth a lot, so I tell them I'm only 18, but the older believers actually believe me.
所以他们就跑去跟那个负责人讲说，哇，黄传道十八岁，怎么可以来中我们嘉义教会？
And so they would tell the board members that Pastor Huang is only 18, how can he be stationed at our church?
人家来嘉义教会不是都要四五十岁吗？
Don't they have to be at least 40s or 50s to be stationed here?
哇，我就被骂了。
And so they rebuked me.
他们说传道以后不准你在台上说你十八岁。
And so they said, Pastor, please don't say you're 18 if, ever.
他说你造成我们的困扰，每一个人都来问，我们每一次都要回答，还替你解释。
Because people
以后不准你说你十八岁。我说好。
Because people ask me all the time and they have to explain it on my behalf, so they said that please don't say you're only 18 anymore.
经过几年了，他们就跟我讲了。
And so a few years later, they told me,
传道，你不要讲你十八岁，你说你十八加 N, 那我们可以接受。
And he says that they would tell me, Pastor, don't tell me you're only 18. You should tell me you're 18 plus some age, then I might believe you.
然后经过在两年前啊，有一个高中生来跟我讲。
So 2 years ago, there's a high school youth that came and told me,
传道，你不要说你十八，你不要讲你十八加 N 好不好
？And don't tell me you're 18 plus some years.
那这样好了，以后我们都是说你十八的 N 次方。
And that I tell you that you are 18 to
18的 n 次方，如果 n 那个是二，那就不得了了。
And that you are imagine if I'm double 18, then that's old.
我就抗议了。
And so I said,
你们开玩笑，你们。
I said, don't be kidding me.
不行，十八剩下存在银行，这样我可以接受。
And so I said that I'm only 18, the rest just put in the bank.
好，是开玩笑。可是我的意思就是说，我会老哎。
And so my point is that I also get old.
那你们也会长大。
And that you will grow up.
那你们现在在做什么？
And so what are you doing now?
玩 video game 啊。
Are you playing your video games?
玩 Wii 啊。
Are you playing your Wii?
玩魔兽啊。
Are you
魔兽啊，这是全世界性，我不知道美国没有。玩那个线上 internet game， 然后就是线上的游戏，我不知道你们这样怎么讲。
Are you playing games on the internet?
你们把时间都花在这上面了，我还花在 KTV 了。
So are you devoting your time in all these things or KTVs?
我说哦，我们不知道以后主耶稣要怎么带我们哦。
I don't know how Lord Jesus will guide us in the future.
不过我们应该可以认清楚我们现在的处境是什么。
But we need to know our situation well.
我们怎么将神的福音真正的传遍这一代
？So how can we truly spread the word of God, the gospel of God, to this area?
我们知道我们这一代住的都是什么人
？And we know what kind of people live in this area.
这些人也需要福音。
They need the gospel as well.
他们也是需要救恩。
They also need the salvation.
那我们在干什么
？And so what are we doing?
当神还没有将这个门打开的时候，我们要先准备好。
Before the Lord opens the door, we have to prepare ourselves first.
不要等到主耶稣门大开了，他们进来根本听不懂你在讲什么。
So don't wait till the door is open. They come into the home and not knowing what we're talking about.
或者我们根本没有办法接待他们。
And so perhaps we're not even fit to accept them.
哇，那会很悲惨。
And that would be very pitiful.
我曾经去过一间教会。
Once I went to a church.
那间教会才三十个人。
And there were only 30 some members.
他们的慕道者超过50个人以上。
And their true seekers were more than 50.
三十个人的教会哦。
So it's a church with membership of 30.
慕道者超过五十个。
But the true seekers are in their 50 some.
后来留在教会里面的并不是很多。
And at the end, there are very few that stayed in church.
有很多，但他们一直都有人来了。
Of course, there would be more newer visitors that came.
为什么会这样？
So why is that?
因为我们发现我们的能力永远不足。
Because we notice that our power is never enough.
所以我跟他们讲说，你要赶快准备好自己。
And so I encourage them that you have to hurry and prepare yourself.
今天主耶稣已经将圣灵赐给我们了。
Here, Lord Jesus, today already give us the Holy Spirit.
现在我们缺少的是什么？
And so what we're lacking today? So I often ask this question. Today we have the Holy Spirit. We have the truth. We have miracles.
我们说我们也祷告。
We say that we also pray.
我不知道多少人祷告了。
The fact is I don't know how many pray.
表面上是有人在祷告了。
So it looks like there are a lot of people praying.
祷告什么不知道。
But we don't know what you're praying about.
请问那为什么我们今天还缺少什么东西？
And so let me ask you, what are we still lacking today?
这是我们自己要去思考的问题嘛。
So this is something we all need to think about.
我们今天还缺少什么？
So what are we still lacking today?
为什么别人可以，我不可以？
Why is it that somebody else can, but I cannot?
其实在同一个时间。
So we're in the same time.
在世界不同的地方。
And but different, places in the world.
有些人的条件比我们差。
And there are some people that are in worse situation than us.
可是因为他们努力为主耶稣传福音。
But because they work hard and spread the gospel for Jesus.
他们努力祷告。
They work hard and prayed.
努力宣扬。
And they work hard and spread the gospel.
制造不同的机会。
So they create all kinds of different opportunities.
他们带领很多人来教会。
And they brought a lot of people to the church.
因为主耶稣已经给我们圣灵了。
Because Lord Jesus already gave us the Holy Spirit.
我曾经去过一个教会。
I once went to visit a church.
啊，那是小弟在啊当神学生的时候去的。
And that was a church I visited when I was a theological student.
小弟去那间教会的时候啊，那间教会大概有应该还不超不应该没有超过600个，大概500多个，接近600个信徒的教会。
And that church had about 500, almost 600 members.
哇，传到他们人好多。
And I say, Pastor, they have a lot of members.
跟我们喜乐都比了哈。
Compared to the Cerritos Church.
他们人好多哦。
That they have a lot of pastors.
哦，你们要感谢神，因为你们的慕道者比他们多。
But you have to give thanks to God because we have more truth seekers here.
小弟去他们那间教会的时候。
When I went to that church.
我就问那边的弟兄姐妹。
I asked the brothers and sisters there.
奇怪，我们人那么多，为什么都没有慕道朋友啊？
And I asked that, how come we have so many members but we have very few truth seekers?
他们没有啊。
That we have no truth seekers.
那个。他们跟我讲传道，你知不知道传福音很难啊
？And they would tell me, Pastor, do you know how difficult it is to spread the gospel?
没有人愿意来信啊。
Nobody wants to believe.
我们不是没有去传啊。
It's not that we didn't go out and spread.
该来的都来过了。
So anyone that should come already came.
哦，反正就是他意思说，我们的朋友、我们的亲戚都来听过了，他们不信就是不信了，没有机会了。
In other words, they're saying that all our family and friends have already been here. If they don't believe, there's nothing else we can do.
那时候我真的是看了很多啊。
And so I've seen a lot of those.
我就跟主耶稣祷告啊。
So I pray to Lord Jesus.
主啊，我跟你求一件事啊。
I ask one thing from you.
求你。
And that I beg you.
不要让我到这间教会来注目。
Please don't let me reside in that church.
不要，谢谢你，是吧？你要怜悯我。
I say, Lord, please have mercy on me.
搞了几年以后啊。
So after praying, after a few years,
我接到公文啊。
I received the official document.
啊，黄志杰，哇，前面怎么只有那一间教会
？And that I was assigned to that church.
我说主啊，你玩笑开得太大了。
And so I say, Lord, you must be kidding me.
哎。还是要顺服啊，对，传道就是要顺服，大家都要顺服的。
But I have to obey because I'm a pastor,
去就去
so everybody,
对不对
？So I had to go.
结果去了以后啊
，And so after I went,
哇，我发现这间教会不一样啊。
I've noticed that this church is very different.
我去找那个本来住牧在那间教会的传道。
So I went to find the pastor that was residing that church before.
我快要昏倒啊，他拿了一叠东西给我。
So I almost passed out after he gave me a stack of documents.
一坐下来他就开始讲了。洪传道，这个是什么安排表？这个是什么安排表？这是什么聚会安排表？这个是慕道者名单？这个是什么？哦，一叠。
So I sat down and he gave me a list of different workloads, different schedules, a list of the truth seekers.
他全部都拿给我，就说你有什么问题吗
？And so he handed me everything and asked me, "Do you have any questions?"
我说我的问题是我听不清楚你在讲什么。
And so I said, "My question is, I have no idea what you're talking about."
是吗？慕道班啊，那时候还。啊，初信班啊，那时候还没有问他初信班什么班什么班，还有什么后？我说，哇，我不知道怎么问问题，因为班太多，聚会太多，这个我不知道怎么问啊。那我说。好，那我遇到我就问你这样子。
And so there were all different kinds of classes, the basic belief class. There were so many classes that I didn't know what question to ask, so I told him I will ask him as I go.
那个传道交给我两个组，三个组。
And so the pastor gave me three different groups.
第一个就是福音组。
So the first group is the gospel group.
第二个初信组。
And second is the basic belief group.
第三个访问组。
And third is the pastoring group.
单单访问组就十二组。
And so under the pastoring group, the visitation group, there's already 12 subgroups.
然后那个初信组三组。
And the basic belief groups is subdivided into three different groups.
福音组五组。
And so the evangelism group has five subgroups.
加起来二十组。
So total them together is about 20 something subgroups.
我单单看到这二十组的名单我就昏倒了。
And so I just want to pass out as soon as I see the list of all those groups.
他又交给我一份名单。
So he gave me another set of names.
说这份名单有八十个。
And that there are 80 people on that name.
是现在这间教会的工作人员。
And that's the holy worker of this church.
他又交给另外一个名单。
And he gave me another list.
说这是我们现在的慕道者。
And so this is a list of our true seekers. So I asked him how many.
他叫我自己算，他说他也不知道。
So he says he has no idea. Count it yourself.
大概有超过200个。
So about more than 200 people.
我说我怎么带啊？
And so I asked him how can I lead them.
我那时候认识不到几个人，那间教会。
And in that church, I barely knew a few people.
哇，他们很认真啊。
But they work hard.
真的很认真啊。
They really were serious.
那间教会后来在短短的六年当中啊，有200多个人来信耶稣。
And so in a short span of 6 years, there are 200 people came to believe in Jesus.
环境不是都一样吗？
And so isn't the environment the same?
环境没有改变啊，还是这样啊。
The environment hasn't changed.
没有什么改变啊，都是这样啊。
So not much has changed, it's still the same.
本来是连一个慕道者都没有的、啊。
So at the time they were no visitors.
后来变成那么多。
And they grew to so many.
慕道者自己走进来。
And so the true seekers walked in by themselves.
还有是来要来骂教会，后来就来信耶稣的。
And there are people that came to first rebuke the church, but then they came to believe at the end.
有一次啊，有两个女孩子走进来，有两个妇人走进来。
One time there are two women that came into the church.
那个。在下面有几个姐妹就叫我下来，就我传道房在二楼就叫我下来。
And so there's some sisters that told me to come down from second floor.
我坐下来还没讲话，他就先讲了，他们两个就先讲了。
And so I sat down before I was able to talk.
哦，你是
传道吗？ They began to speak. They say you're the pastor.
哇，你们这耶稣教真的很骄傲。
And that you true Jesus church is very arrogant.
他说我们很骄傲。
And so she says that we're very arrogant.
他讲了很多他们不高兴的事情。
And so they began to say a lot of things that really upset them.
后来他们两个就在真耶稣教受洗了。
But at the end, they were baptized here.
我遇到很多奇妙的事情。
So I've ran into a lot of different situations.
因为我们都是耶稣的见证人。
Because we are all witnesses for Jesus.
传福音有什么好怕的？
So what is there to fear for spreading the gospel?
我们准备好我们自己。
We just prepare ourselves.
而且很认真的准备好我们自己。
So we have to be serious about preparing ourselves.
让我们祷告。
And we pray.
我们求耶稣开门。
We ask the Lord to open the doors.
我们自然就会有能力。
And naturally we will have power.
你不要怕他们会不会来信。
So do not worry whether or not they'll come to believe.
你只管去传。
So go ahead and just preach.
如果你认为我刚才小弟讲的那间教会是一间哇好令人羡慕的教会。
So if you think the church that I mentioned is a church that's envious.
我跟你讲这不算什么。
I can tell you that is nothing.
在小弟所认识的教会当中。
So of all the churches that I know.
他们所做的工。
What they have done.
排在十名以外，外到往外去了。
And is not on the top ten.
我认识一个教会。
So I also know a different church.
有一个传道去那间教会去领会。
There's a pastor that went to lead a service in that church.
领完会以后，因为隔天就是布道会了。
So after they lead a service, because the next day was an evangelical service.
那所以传道讲完道以后，负责人就要起来宣布明天的事项。
And after the sermon, the board member came to give announcements for tomorrow.
就讲了。
So he said,
明天没有带慕道者了，请不要来参加。
So he says,
布道会。
Anybody that does not bring a true seeker with you, don't bother to come to the service.
那个传道就眼睛真的很大了。
And so that pastor opened his eyes wide.
你开什么玩笑？
And he says, "What are you kidding?"
那明天就没有人来了。
And that means tomorrow nobody will be here.
那不是我跟你吗？
So isn't it just me and you?
那间教会多大？那间教会可以坐800个人啊。
That church is big enough to seat 800 people.
你叫他们都不要来，明天我讲给你听啊。
So are you telling me to not bring anybody?
我眼睛瞪很大。
And so he opened his eyes really wide.
那个牧师就哇，传道怎么这样看我？
And so that pastor was wondering, why is he looking at me?
有点紧张啊，因为传道不高兴哎。
And so the board member became nervous because the pastor was upset.
传道有什么事吗？ And 我有什么说错了吗？
And so he asked the pastor, did I say something wrong?
他说，我们不可以拒绝人家来聚会的。
And pastor told him that you cannot refuse anybody to come into the service.
明天每个人都可以来聚会。
Tomorrow, anybody is welcome to come.
他说：“哎呦，传道你不认识我们这边，哦，你就会知道，你明天就知道了。我先让我宣布了哈。如果说你只是要讲这件事的话，那你让我先宣布了。”
And so the board member says that I know my church well, so if this is all you worry about, don't worry about it.
他就继续讲了。
And so he began to talk.
明天带六个慕道者以上的先才可以先进到教会来。
That anybody that brings at least 6 true seekers with you can come into the church, be seated first.
然后六个以上的都进来咯，五个才可以进来。
So after you bring more than 6, then people who bring more than 5 can come in.
四三二一，好，以此类推。
And then etc. 4, 3 and 2.
所以明天会有弟兄站在门外面数你带多少人来，你才可以先进来。
And so there's going to be a brother tomorrow standing outside counting how many people you're bringing.
这常常想说完蛋了。
And so this pastor thought that it's over.
怎么可以这样讲？
Because how can you tell people that?
那天我记得那个时候是早上八点半，他们早上我们早祷会是九点嘛哈，他们早上八点半就布道会了。
And so their
八点半布道会哦。
Their evangelical service start at 8:30 in the morning.
那传道想说八点半布道会，我七点半到总是很早了吧
？And so the pastor thought if a service starts at 8:30, I'll just come at 7:30. That should be plenty of time.
结果七点半到教会，离教会不远的地方就发现了，哇，教会外面那个街道上排了一排很长的，哇，排好长啊
！So 7:30 in the morning, he noticed that the street outside of the church was already lined up with people.
那个传道就想啊
，And so the pastor was thinking to himself，
原来。那个在教会旁边有一家餐馆
，and that there's a restaurant next to the church.
他就说，哇，原来这个餐馆是这么的好吃的。
And that he thought himself that it must be a really good restaurant.
哇，早上七点半就排到这样啊
！Because people are lining up for the restaurant 7:30 in the morning.
今天聚会我一定要叫路主任带我去吃。
And so he thought that after the service today, I have to ask a board member to take me to that place.
可是到了快要到教会的门口的时候啊
，but when he was almost to the church,
没有啊。
He then realized there isn't any restaurant.
这群人不是排到那个餐厅门前的，那个人是排到教会门口。
Because people are not lining up for the restaurant, but they're lining up for our church.
哇，他一进去一看啊， so, 哇，里面全部都坐满了，难怪外面排一堆人。
And when he went inside, he noticed that it was packed inside. No wonder people were standing outside.
哇，那个传道很高兴啊。
So the pastor was very happy.
对啊，就是这样才比较像传道嘛，对不对
？And then he thought himself, then that's what pastor feels like.
他真的很高兴啊，他进去，哈利路亚。
So he was very happy and he was greeting everybody, hallelujah.
没有人理他。
And everybody ignored him.
跟我们这边差不多。
It's just like here.
我在这边跟人家 hallelujah, 再没有人理我啦，顶多是 hello 啦。
Because here, if I say hallelujah to anybody, people ignore me, the best they can do is tell me hello.
那个牧师人看到传道那边 hallelujah, hallelujah, 就说，传道你过来，哦，你这很丢脸，你过来。
And so when the board member saw that the pastor was saying hallelujah to everyone, he hurried up and called the pastor to him.
什么事吗？
And so the pastor asked him, so what?
传道，这里面没有一个是我们教会的信徒，全部都是外邦人，他们不知道什么是 hallelujah, 什么是哈利波特的啦，他们搞不清楚的啦。
And so, he told the pastor that everybody here is true seeker. They're not believers, so they have no idea what hallelujah means.
所以他们不知道，所以你跟他讲 hallelujah, 他们不会理你的。你赶快到前面去坐好。
And so if you tell him hallelujah, nobody knows what you're talking about, so just go to the front and sit.
他说传道，我跟你讲啊。
And so he says, Pastor, let me tell you.
我不是说叫弟兄姊妹不要来聚会啊。
So I did not tell the brothers and sisters not to come.
因为如果说你没有带慕道朋友，你就来聚会，根本没有位置可以坐啊。那你来干什么
？It's because if you come without any true seekers, you will have no seat. So why bother coming?
陈导，你有没有看到那些人在煮饭了？没看到
？So didn't you see those people cooking there?
他们都要带一个慕道者才可以来煮饭呢。
They have to bring one true seeker in order to be cooking.
没有带慕道者不准来煮饭呢。
If you don't have true seeker with you, you're not qualified to cook.
但你又没有带慕道者，但连煮饭的资格都没有，那怎么有？
So if you don't bring one true seeker, you're not even qualified to cook. Why bother coming to the service?
因为今天是布道会啊。
Because today is evangelical service.
布道会是给慕道者听的啊。
So evangelical service is designed for the true seekers.
所以我不是说弟兄姊妹不可以来聚会。
So I'm not saying that brothers and sisters can't come.
是因为实在是坐不下去。
It's because we don't have enough room.
那一间会堂可以坐800个人啊。
And imagine that church can seat 800 people.
外面还有很多人在排队啊。
And there's still people lining up outside.
你说很难。
So it's very difficult.
对啊，的确很难。
It may be difficult.
可是神还是会同工嘛。
But God will work with you.
耶稣说我们都是见证人。
So Lord Jesus said that we are all witnesses.
难道耶稣就是好？你们都是见证人，所以你们去传福音，跟我没有关系。耶稣会这样吗
？So did Lord Jesus say that we're witnesses? Go and spread the gospel. You're on your own.
如果我们的认定是这样
，So if this is what our understanding.
看一下时间，我怕我讲过多。如果我们真的是这样
，So this is if this is our understanding，
那我们就跟那个领一千的一样了。
Then we are like somebody who receive one talent.
马太福音二十五章，主耶稣曾经讲过三个比喻跟教会有关的。
In Book of Matthew, Lord Jesus mentioned three parables that has to do with the church.
哎，在二十五章里面所记载。
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 25.
那这在记载里，其中有一个是分银子的比喻哈。
And one of them is the parable of the talent.
那是这个 talent 它本身就有才能的意思，对不对
？And so talents can also mean gifts.
那主耶稣在这边讲什么？
So what is Lord Jesus saying here?
有人有五种才能，有人有两种才能，有人有一种才能。
And there's some with five talents, there's some with two talents, and some with one talent.
神按照我们我们的能力，或者说神看我们，然后就按照他的意思将恩赐给我们。
So God give it to us according to our ability, according to His will.
你发现哦，五种才能呢，你只要尽力把这五种才能做好，神就说你是主耶稣就说你就是一个忠心的仆人。
So what you'll notice that if you receive five talents and you do your best, then God will call you a good servant.
那两个才能的，你只要尽了两个才能的力量就可以了。
And if you only have two talents and you do the best you can, then that's good enough.
你不要跟别人比较。
So don't compare to other people.
那是没有意义的。
Because it's meaningless.
每个人才能不同。
Everybody's talent's different.
不过那个领一个才能的人啊。
But anybody that received one talent,
他怎么说神呢？
What did he say about God?
他说主人啊，你是刻薄的啊。
He says that that master,
你是刻薄的。
That I know your
我们来看马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
二十五章的第二十四节。
Verse 24.
那里一千的来，也来说。主啊，我知道你是一个忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕。二十五节
，25，
我就害怕去把你的一千银子埋在地里面。请看，你的原银子在这里。他这个说，你是一个忍心的主人呢。
And so he, the servant says that you are a hard man.
事实上就是刻薄的意思，在里面有刻薄的意思在里面。
Which means that he is stingy and harsh.
没有种的地方你要收割的哦。
And that you will sow where you'll reap where you did not sow.
没有散的地方你要聚敛。
And you'll gather where you did not scatter seed.
我害怕。
And so he was afraid.
主耶稣是一个忍心的人吗？
So is Lord Jesus really a harsh God?
不是。
He is not.
如果他是一个狠心的神。
If he was a harsh God.
他应该连一千都不给你，然后叫你生出一千来。
He would not even give you one talent. He would just tell you to go and produce one talent.
如果主耶稣是狠心的神，
If Lord Jesus is a harsh God,
他不需要赐给我们圣灵。
He did not have to give us the Holy Spirit.
今天我们有圣灵。
So today we have the Holy Spirit.
我们有恩赐。
We have talents.
神跟我们同行。
God walks with us.
神帮助我们。
And God helps us.
神只是要我们跟他同行。
He just wants us to walk with him.
跟他同工。
To work with him.
神的目的只是这样。
So this is all God wants.
如果说我们连跟神同工都不愿意。
So if we're not even willing to work with God,
我们还跟神说神是啊，你是一个刻薄的人。
And we say to God that God, I know you're a harsh God.
我们明明没有那个能力，你还要求我们要做到这样。
And you know I don't have that kind of ability, but yet you still request that of me.
主耶稣会跟你说，你这个又恶又懒的仆人。
So Lord Jesus will then tell you, you wicked, lazy servant.
你既然知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
If you know that I harvest where I have not sown, gather where I have not scattered seeds.
你是可以至少可以把它放在银行吧。
Then you can at least put it in the bank.
我不要求说你一千赚一千啊。
I don't ask you to double it.
至少你要去使用它吧。
But at least you should be able to utilize it.
你说我不能发挥一我的恩赐没有全部发挥，你至少要去做做看吧。
If you say that I cannot exercise my abilities, but at least you can try.
你都没有。
You did not even bother.
你就认为说啊，反正神是刻薄的神，我没有办法，我就不去做。
And so you reckon that God is a harsh God, that there's nothing I can do, so you don't even try.
以后我们没有办法面对神的。
And in the future, we cannot even face God.
我们为什么？我们真的是要学习面对神。
And so we have to learn to face God.
今天我为什么当传道？
So today, why am I a pastor?
有的人都问我说，传道你为什么要出来当传道？
A lot of people ask me, why are you a pastor?
我从小到大我都不要当传道。
And ever since I was young, I did not want to be a pastor.
我跟大家讲，我真的不要当传道。
I told everybody that I really don't want to be a pastor. I don't want to.
因为我爸爸就是半个传道。
Because my father was half a pastor.
我太了解传道在做什么。
And I know what pastors are doing.
我不要当传道。
So I don't even want to be a pastor.
很多人说志杰，走，我们一起来当传道。
And so a lot of people invited me to be a pastor.
谢谢，我恭喜你们，你们有这样子的这个想法是对的。 我祝福你们，我为你们祷告，你们赶快去当传道。
And I will always tell them congratulations. You have very good intent, and I will pray for you. So go on and be a pastor.
所有邀请我当传道这些人，到今天都没有当传道。
So all the people that invited me to be a pastor, none of them are pastors today.
结果我为什么出来当传道
？So why did I become a pastor?
我真的不想当传道。我说真的，这个。主耶稣在听，我不能说谎。
And so, honest truth, because Lord Jesus is listening, I can't lie. I never wanted to be one.
是因为后来小弟去过许多地方。
It's because I went to many places.
小弟觉得这些人好可怜。
And I think that these people are very pitiful.
小弟看过很多信耶稣的人。
I've seen a lot of people that are believers.
那些信耶稣的人没有办法真正得救。
And that those who are believers cannot truly be saved.
我觉得这些人好可怜。
So I think they're very pitiful.
后来，神借着许多人的催逼啊。
And so through a lot of encouragement from other people.
有一天啊，小弟就收到一张公文。
And so one day I receive a official document.
叫我去当传道。
To invite me to be a pastor.
我第一次知道说，原来有收到公文就要当传道的。
And that's the first time I realized that when you receive that letter, you have to be a pastor.
而且有一个传道就来找我了。
And then there's a pastor that came to find me.
志姐，你有没有收到公文
？And he asked me, did you receive that letter?
我说我有。
So I said yes.
好，你去当传道。
And so he says, go ahead and be a pastor.
我说传道，我很忙哎。
But I said, pastor, I'm busy.
我爸爸刚去世。
Because my dad just passed away.
我妈妈需要我。
My mom needs me.
我只有一个妹妹在台北。
I only have a sister in Taipei.
我不能当传道。
So I can't be a pastor.
我不敢说我不能当传道，我就跟他讲说，我今年不能当传道。
And so I wouldn't dare to tell him I can't.
他不可能明年又来找我吧？不可能啊。
And so I told him that I can't be a pastor this year.
哇，明年又来了。
But the year later, he went and find me again.
我看到都傻眼啊。
And so I was very shocked when I saw the letter again.
传道又来我家了。
So the pastor again is at my house.
自己啊，今年可以了吗？
So he says, can you do it this year?
我说今年会很忙啊。
And so I said, this year I'm still busy.
那个，我虽然我爸爸已经去世一年了，不过我觉得我妈妈的心情还不是很好。
Even though my dad already passed away for a year, but I don't think my mom is in a good shape.
今年我不行。
So this year's not good either.
后来，哇，那年好几个传道来问。
And so that year, a lot of several pastors came to ask.
我已经讲两年了，不可能第三年又来找我吧。
And so I thought to myself, I already said it for 2 years.
哇，第三年又来了。
And in the third year, they came again.
我就害怕了。
So I became scared.
我为什么害怕
？Why was I scared?
我就想起了以前我曾经跟主耶稣祷告过一次。
And I remember a prayer I had with Lord Jesus one time.
因为我看过很多人。
Because I've seen a lot of people in different places.
我就跟主耶稣求一件事情。
So I prayed to Lord Jesus one thing.
可是我跟主耶稣说，我不是求他当传道呢，我是说，以前以利亚跟以利沙就是门徒跟这门徒跟这个老师的关系。
I was not praying to be a pastor. I was thinking Elijah and Elisha, they were has a relationship of a teacher and a student.
那以利沙求双倍的双倍的能力。
And Elisha requests double the portion of strength.
后来那个以利亚就得到，以利亚就说能不能得到看神，就后来以利沙得到。
And so Elijah replied, whether or not you will receive is up to God, and indeed Elisha received it.
虽然我不敢当传道，可是我很羡慕我爸爸帮助过很多人。
And even though I did not want to be a pastor, but I was very envious of how my dad had helped a lot of people.
就跟主耶稣讲了。
And so I said to Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，求你这样哦，你赐给我爸爸的能力，双倍赐给我就好。
And so I asked Lord Jesus that give me double portion of my dad's power.
哇，我就想起以前我曾经跟主耶稣，我有一阵子跟主耶稣常常这样跟祷告。
So I remember for a while in the past, I used to pray to the Lord this way.
不过后来因为我跟主耶稣求了几件事情，他没有答应。
But after that, because I've also prayed for several other things, but the Lord did not answer me.
所以我认为应该主耶稣不要让我做这些事情。
And so I thought it must be that God did not want me to do these things.
我就害怕。
And so I became scared.
因为我跟主耶稣曾经讲过。
And because I already told Jesus before.
事实上，在我心中是想当传道的，可是我真的害怕。
Even though deep in my heart I wanted to be a pastor, but I was just scared.
所以我就跟主耶稣祷告。
So I began to pray to God.
那个时候我已经拿到加拿大的永久居民，我是加拿大永久居民那个时候，所以我就跟主耶稣说，那可是现在那么多事情要怎么解决？
So at the time, because I was a permanent resident in Canada, so I prayed to God and says, how do I solve a lot of problems now?
爸爸，你要帮我解决啊。
So you have to solve it for me.
因为那个时候我也快结婚了。
Because at the time I was about to get married.
我也不知道我太太想不想当传道娘啊。
And I don't know if my wife was okay with me being a pastor.
那么多事你要帮我解决啊。
So there's so many things that need to be taken care of. You have to solve it for me.
我就来当传道。
So if you solve them for me, I will be a pastor.
其实我本来就是神的仆人。
And originally, I know I'm already a servant of God.
神的仆人没有权利说 no。
And as a servant of God, I have no right to say no.
这是我从小一直有的观念。
And so this is something that I realized even when I was young.
我就跟耶稣祷告。
So I prayed to Jesus.
耶稣一件一件事帮他解决。
So Lord Jesus helped me solve one problem after another.
非常奇妙，一件一件帮你解决哦。
So miraculously, he solved a problem after another for me.
后来我跟耶稣求一件事情。
So then at the end, I prayed for one thing.
主啊，你如果要我当传道。
I said, Lord, if you want me to be a pastor.
如果真的你是要我当传道，因为人家很多人当传道是因为什么？看到异象啊，或者是生病快要死掉啦、啊，齁，然后后来主耶稣救他、啊、不然就是嚯、哦、人家都有那个很大的恩典。我想说主耶稣到底是不是真的要我去当传道呢？
Because there are a lot of people that are pastors, either because their sickness was healed or they've seen vision, they were full of mercies. So I wondered, does Lord Jesus really want me to be a pastor?
你总是要让我知道吧。
And so you have to let me know one way or another.
后来我就跟主耶稣有一个约定。
And so then I had a agreement with God.
我说齁、哦我不准备考试的内容。
And that, I said I will not prepare for the test.
因为平常我就有读经的习惯。
And because I usually have daily, habit of daily Bible reading.
如果说齁、哦、你要让我当传道。
So if you want me to be a pastor,
你就让我考试通过。
Then let me pass the test.
我真的没有准备。
So I did not prepare for
the test.
我就
去考了。
So I went and just took the test.
我现在就想我反正我就是来考。
So I thought to myself, I'll just take the test.
结果在考试之前呢突然间有一个中级班的这个班护者、啊、就来找小弟了。
And before the test, there was a RE class coordinator that came to find me.
啊，那是高中生的这个班级嘛，哈。
So it was a high school class.
那个班护者跟我讲，这个志杰大哥啊，我们这一季的那个课程很难呐、啊。那我们现在要考试，可以麻烦你帮我们出考卷吗？这样子。
And so the coordinator asked me because this semester's classes are very difficult, so can you test us?
我就说，嚯，你真的是很懒惰呢。
And so I said, oh, you're so lazy.
他说拜托啦。
And so he begged me.
我想说，这个也是我教出来的，我教了这么懒惰的这个学生出来，那我自己要承担。我就好了，我帮你写，我就自己出题目。
So I thought he was my student, so I'm responsible for that. So I agreed to quiz him.
那题目做完就拿给他。
So after I wrote down the quiz questions and I gave it to him.
没有多久他又拿回来了。
So in a short while he gave it back to me.
志杰大哥，好人做到底啊！这个题目我不会写，你帮我写。我说你当老师你不会写。
And so then he says that can you just help me to the end because I don't know the answers to the questions.
他说好难啊。
And he said it's very difficult.
我说真的会很难吗？我写。
And so I thought, is it really that difficult? So I just start writing the answer. But and indeed, I couldn't even complete the questions.
真的写不完全啊。
I can't even complete all the answers.
我不是默默去拿那个课本，一格一本，拿来抄啊，拿来抄，要有正确答案嘛。
And so I then took the textbook and start writing down the correct answers.
就神学院考试的时候啊。
And when I took the test for the theological school,
是非选择填充我都觉得那个太简单了。
The multiple choice questions or fill in the blanks, I thought those were way too easy.
它最困难是问答跟申论。
And the harder questions are Q&A and also essays.
我那问答很多条。
And there are a lot of questions.
就我一看啊，哦。除了有一条不是我出的，剩下都是我出的了。
And so, then I realized that except for one question were my questions.
而且那一条很简单，耶稣的十二个门徒叫什么名字？啊，它太简单了。
And the one that was not my question was very easy. The question was the name of 12 disciples of Jesus.
我想我的圣经知识那一份考卷一定考很高分，因为那个主耶稣已经把所有题目我都先写过一次了。
And I believe that I score very high on that test because I already read all the answers once.
主耶稣真的很疼我。
And so Lord Jesus indeed loves me very much.
从小就是这样。
And that was the case even when I was young.
我是一个看神迹长大的孩子。
I'm a child who witnesses miracles all my life.
因为我爸爸妈妈、我的爷爷奶奶，他们对神都是忠心的。
Because my parents, my grandparents were very devoted.
所以我看过很多很多神的作为。
So I've seen a lot of miracles, works of God.
神要我们做的时候，我们不得不做。
So when God wants us to do something, we don't have a choice.
不过我是存着感恩的心做的。
But I do it with a thanksgiving heart.
我在当传道的这当中啊，我常常跟主耶稣讲。
So when I was a pastor, I often tell God.
主啊，你真的对我太好了。
I say that Lord, you are so good to me.
让我有机会能够成为传道。
And that you give me the opportunity to become a pastor.
这不是我求的。
This is not something I asked of you.
这是神给我。
This is something that's given to you.
实在, 我不认为我有什么恩赐。
I don't believe that I have any gifts.
可是不管走到哪里, 神总是同工。
But no matter where I go, God always works with me.
你不用去担心你可以做什么。
So you don't have to worry about what you can do.
我们那一届有8个神学生。
So in that class, there are 8 students.
以恩赐与经历, 我是最差的。
So with regards to talents or experience, I am the least.
以年纪, 我是最小的。
So with regards to age, I am the youngest.
可是啊, 我总是这样相信。
But I truly believe.
主耶稣既然要我做耶稣的见证,
if Lord Jesus wanted me to be a witness for him,
我就做,
so I will do it.
我相信主耶稣会跟我同行,
I believe that he will work with me.
当然我们还是要祷告嘛,
so of course, we still need to pray.
我们还是要做嘛,
we still have to do it.
可是你不用怕,
but then you don't have to be afraid.
因为我们是耶稣的见证,
because we are the witnesses for God.
不一定要当传道,
you don't have to be a pastor.
这是一个长老告诉我的,
and this is what something an elder told me.
我在纽西兰的时候,
when I was in New Zealand,
遇到一个长老,
I met an elder.
我就问他,
so I asked him,
一个忠心的仆人一定要当传道吗?
Because at the time I didn't want to be a pastor, so I asked him, does a faithful servant of God have to be a pastor?
他说忠心的仆人不一定要当传道。
So he answered me, a faithful servant of God does not have to be a pastor. So at the time I was so relieved.
后来我读神学院，他是第一个为我按手祝福的长老。
But when I studied in theological school, he was the first elder that laid hands and blessed me.
我很尊重那个长老，那个长老现在已经去世了。
So I respected him very much. He already passed away.
所以说基本上，我们当然，我们不是说我们一定要出来当传道。
And it's not that we have to come out to be a pastor.
可是的确，我们是需要有传道。
But we do need pastors.
当然你可以各 各行各业你都可以做神的工。
And no matter what career line that you're in, you can always do the work of God.
不过神还是需要有专职的工人。
But God needs full-time workers.
其实如果说我们认为说，哎，神有感动我。
So if you think that God has moved you,
我们实在是应该去当传道。
Then you truly should be a pastor.
传道，当传道有那么困难吗？
Is it really that difficult to be a pastor?
天塌下来有神挡着，有什么困难？
So even if the sky falls on you, God will sustain it for you. So what's so difficult about it?
这是一种信心的工作。
So this is a work of faith.
我们对神有信心。
So if we have faith towards God,
你就可以走得顺利。
Then you can walk a smooth path.
你对神没有信心。
If you don't have faith,
你就做不好。
Then you cannot walk straight.
因为这是神的工, 不是我们的工。
So this because this is a work of God, not work of ours.
因为时间的关系, 我不能再继续讲下去了。
So because of time limitation, I can't continue.
啊, 第三个耶稣的叮咛是在马可福音16章。
So the third reminder of Jesus is in Mark chapter 16.
我们来看一下好了啊。 马可福音第16章第15节。
Mark 16 verse 15.
啊, 16节, 17节。
17.
啊, 应该是从15节开始啊, 15节。
Start from verse 15.
他又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。17节，信的人必有神迹，随着他们就是奉我的名赶鬼说新方言。18节，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也必不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。这是主耶稣第三，在第三个地方啊，我们这谈到第三个主耶稣的叮咛。
So here is the third reminder of Jesus.
那这个这一部分的啊重点是在神迹。
And so the focus here is miracles.
只要 相信的人就有神迹随着。
So anyone who believes will be accompanied by miracles.
啊, 因为这个今天晚上就会谈到。
So this is what we'll talk about this evening.
所以我们就不在这边谈。
And so we will not delve into any deeper.
不过我们不要认为神迹就是让死人复活才叫神迹。
So let us not think that miracle is only when you raise someone from the dead.
神迹在我们的身边。
Miracles is around us all the time.
神迹就是神的作为。
So miracles is the work of God.
我们应该去体会。
We have to experience it.
你就会发现神多爱你。
Then you'll realize how much God loves you.
其实我后来会出来当传道，最主要是感受到神的爱。
The reason I finally came to be a pastor is because of God's love.
我觉得神很爱我。
I believe that God loves me very much.
我觉得神很爱很多的人。
I think God loves a lot of people.
可是这些人需要知道神爱他。
But these people need to know that God loves them.
所以说我就愿意出来。
And so I was very willing to come.
其实我们每个人都是一样。
And this is the same with all of us.
我们不要想说我们要到很远很远的地方去。
So don't think that you have to go to a very far place.
这个地区就是神交给我们的。
So this area is something that God gives to us.
我们没有去传, 别人不会来偷传。
If we do not spread the gospel, then no one will preach it for us.
所以说我们应该要 把这个放在心中。
And so this is something we need to put in our hearts.
好，我们最后再来唱一首诗。
At last we'll see one last hymn.
我们唱416首。
416.
因为时间的关系，我们就这一堂聚会，我们不用到前面来祷告了。
And because of time limitation, we will not invite everyone to come to the front to pray.
不过小弟希望我们12:50的分的时候，我们可以说弟兄姐妹都可以来这边祷告。
But I hope at 12:50, everyone can come to the chapel to pray.
其实灵恩会一定要祷告。
And the truth is that we must pray during the convocation.
要祈求灵恩，不祷告没有办法。
If you want to pray for spiritual gifts, you have to pray.
你去一间教会，你看他祷告，你就知道这间教会大概兴不兴旺。
If you go to a church and see how they pray, then you realize whether this church is a prosperous one.
很多传道都有这样子的恩赐。
So a lot of pastors have this kind of gifts.
一进到这个会堂，就知道这间教会大概长什么样子。
And as soon as they step into the church, they know what kind of church this might be.
你看多了你就知道。
And you will see after you see a lot of people.
并不是这些传道很厉害。
It's not because these pastors are good.
因为一看就知道了。
Is because they can tell by looking.
所以说灵恩会啊, 我们应该有时间的话, 我们除了听道理, 我们除了听见证, 我们要多祷告。
And so during the spiritual convocation, in addition to listening to the sermons, the testimonies, we have to devote time to prayer.
我们将我们自己交给神。
So we give ourselves to God.
我们现在有5分钟的时间可以祷告。
So we can pray for 5 minutes.
那祷告的时候, 我们自己跟神对话。
And so during our prayers, let's converse with God.
主啊, 你这样告诉我。
And we say, Lord, you've told us.
那我准备要怎么样?
So how can I prepare myself to follow you? So I often say one thing. Lord Jesus never jokes around.
他说了就说了。
If he says something, he means it.
既然他说了这些话,
so if he said these things,
他就希望我们能够跟随他的脚步。
Then he wants us to follow his footsteps.
这都是福气的来源。
So this is the source of the blessings.
因为我们愿意让更多人得到福气。
So we hope that more people can receive the blessings.
神就将福气赐给我们。
Then God will give us more blessings.
回头跪下来祷告。
We'll kneel down and pray together.
谢谢。